All right, I want to welcome everybody to the February 13th Select Board meeting. Would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Russ.
So recording in progress.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. A little change in the format, if the board agrees. I'd like to get the officers up here that we need to accept tonight for new hires, because one of you are working.
Yes.
So go ahead, Rick.
First of all, I'd like to introduce Josh McAllister. He's also a full-time officer in the town of Rye. He's a town resident and he lives right here in town.
Oh, nice.
So he's been an officer 3.5 years full-time.
Yep.
Second is Scott Camacho. He's full-time certified. He lives in Nashua and he's taking a full-time position.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah. We have to accept tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does the board have any questions?
No. Number one, welcome. I'm glad you're able to come tonight so we can put some faces with names and what have you. It's nice.
And I just want to warn you all, Josh was in my middle school class.
Oh, really?
When they said,
all right, Josh
McAllister, I said, is he from Epping by any chance?
How was she as a teacher?
Well, careful. Raise for him.
Good answer. Good answer.
Well, it's great to see you, Josh.
Good to see you again.
All right, is there a motion by Emma?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the new officers.
We don't have to.
Do Josh. Yeah.
We don't have to. You've been accepted already.
Correct.
Okay.
So yeah, he's just introducing.
Just introducing him to the board.
Right. So
we need to approve Scott.
Just
Scott.
Yeah. Move to approve Scott, your last name again?
Camacho.
Camacho, to a full-time police officer.
Second.
Second.
Board.
And that would be grade six, step four.
What's in there? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that under new business?
Yes.
I'm going to put it to the vote.
Yep.
Anybody got any questions or?
No.
Okay. We've got a motion in front of us. All those in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Thank you.
Welcome to Candia.
Welcome, man. Welcome.
When's your first day?
As soon as they tell me.
Going by Rick's face, it's yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then maybe Rick could get a day off somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I don't know about that.
Good. All right, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming in. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you guys.
Okay.
You and her scorpions, right?
Yeah, Josh.
What's that?
That's cool.
Well, I don't know.
Was he good?
We'll ask him when I'm not sitting up here.
Oh.
No, he was a great kid.
Good. Approved the minutes of January 25th.
I move the minutes from January 25th be accepted as presented.
Second that.
Patrick seconded it.
Was there any corrections? 29.
29.
Yep. I would like to change that recent meeting was run. That's very harsh. It explains down below what transpired, but I think the meeting was. It wasn't run properly. I think it was done properly. People asked questions and what have you. So I don't. It to me is too harsh of a statement. So I'm. Like how the Budget Committee.
That's not horrible.
Huh?
That's not horrible.
Well,
you could say didn't agree.
Number one, to me, it goes into a person running a meeting.
Yeah.
I think it is done properly. I don't mean, that end of it. So I read that in there that the chairman didn't run a proper meeting, and I'm not into that at all.
How about format? Instead of the meeting was run, you don't like the format. Would that make it better?
Final format, yes. You know, I was fixing for, it explains down next sentence, goes, tells everything about it.
So what do you want to change?
Recent
meeting format?
Yes.
Yeah, it did not like the recent
meeting format.
Or instead of recent, just meeting format.
All right, do away with recent and put format?
Format, that's like the procedure.
Anything else? No? All right, do we have a motion then to accept them as amended?
Yeah, and we had a second?
No, as amended.
Oh, okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, I'll do.
Sue's gonna make it?
Yes.
Sue made the motion, Boyd second. Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good, thank you. Okay, department reports, highway.
So for the month of January, it was actually kind of a busy winter month last month. We had 5 spreader runs, 6 powerful storms, and then just other things was truck winter for sand stockpile, and then just patching as needed. Right now, really the big thing is we're just getting ready for mud season.
Yeah. How was the dirt roads the last storm?
They've actually been pretty good. They've kind of they've been freezing and thawing, so it's kind of been just hard on them this winter.
Right.
So, yeah. But we've gone around a couple times, 3 or 4 separate times this year, and actually spread gravel, not necessarily spread gravel, but we've kind of filled in the potholes and made it nicer for people to drive, because obviously we can't grade because the roads are still, you know, mostly frozen.
It's just that cream on the top.
So you just kind of spread it out a little bit, fill in everything, and it makes it just a little bit nicer to drive on. But, I mean, really all the roads, because of just the freeze thaw we've had all winter, it's been hard on even the paved.
I know, it's terrible when it does it.
It's been a rough winter.
If it was winter, just stayed cold and stayed bound up.
Well, the thing is when it gets cold and stay cold and all the roads freeze, you know, you never have potholes.
Right.
The dirt roads never get potholes. The paved roads never get potholes. But when you have a season like this, it really wreaks havoc on them.
Water is the worst thing.
Jeff, are we going to have to post the roads here?
I am probably going to post the roads, but something that I have noticed driving around the last few weeks is I haven't felt any frost heaves. So I'm not really sure how much frost we actually have that has actually gone deep down in the roads.
Yeah.
So when I do post the roads, I don't think it's going to be for very long. It's not going to be for like a full month like we normally do.
And we have to give notice of that.
Too. Yep. Yeah. Right. I'll talk to Linda when it comes time to do that.
Okay.
And then we'll put it in the paper like we always do.
Usually the good indicator is Old Candy Road. because then you get right with the joints. If you get frost in there, you'll feel it.
I haven't felt really any.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. And so it can't be that deep.
It may be because of the type of winter that we've had. It just really hasn't been that cold.
Right. Did you want to mention anything about the adjustment?
Well, I think, Jeff, about the fuel adjustment
surcharge. Yeah, yeah.
You're already paying that for this quarter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I sent you an email. I know I sent it to Andrea and the accounting department. So that obviously gets calculated at the beginning of each quarter. So that's already been calculated for the first quarter. I did it on January 1st.
Okay.
And then I sent it to Andrea, the accounting department. I thought I CC'd you on it, but maybe I didn't.
But that's what happens when the price of diesel fuel does what it does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Has it gone up quite a bit for you?
It did go up a lot. I think it's actually coming down a little.
Right.
It's coming down
from
now.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it spiked up, now it's coming back down, so who knows what it's going to do. I mean, the next time it gets calculated will be March or April 1st, actually, because that'll be
the next quarter.
But we'll see what it does. I mean, it definitely is starting to trend down, you know.
And the guys are pretty pleased with the arrangement,
I think that's probably one of the best things that we could have done, because it mimics the market.
Right.
You know, at least for, you know, fuel-wise.
Yeah, this quarter with that adjustment was $9 an hour on those trucks.
Oh, really?
That's a big number.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, it's going to come down, but...
I think it'll come down.
But that's what allows these guys to keep doing plowing for us, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So...
I mean, we, you know, our fuel rate adjustment's no different than what the state uses.
Right. It's the same formula.
It's the same exact formula.
Did you get Langford Road? I don't drive by there. I'm not trying to.
I honestly,
I mean, I'll put it up.
I need to get over there, and I am sorry that I haven't gotten over there, but
I don't live. It's okay with me.
I need
that's
to
okay.
Get over there.
Just put it in your phone and.
It's almost as many times as you've asked about Donovan Road.
That's, I'll tell you, the people there are just thrilled. The work, the employees and everything, they said it's never been this good.
Good.
So.
I was actually surprised, because I went over there when we were spreading gravel, and there were only a few ones to fix. I was very surprised. That is normally one of the roads that gets really,
and they are busy. I mean, they're busy.
Yeah. Who knows?
Jeff, do you still have an appointment to meet with the guy from Evrox?
So, yeah, I spoke with him this morning, or actually this afternoon, and tentatively, depending on what his schedule looks like, I think it's going to be Wednesday at some point. But he's going to call me tomorrow.
When's it going to be?
Wednesday at some point.
Okay.
Probably in the morning.
Yeah, he's going to look at the bridge on Bean Island Road to see what it's going to cost to fix it.
We've looked once, and he's coming back just to kind of take another look, and we're going to go from there. I think probably that bridge project or the bridge projects is, so we obviously got the grant for bridges from the DOT.
Right.
But I'm thinking what that's going to end up being is probably like a next year project, because we have access to that grant money for the bridges until 2032, I think you said. So I think kind of the plan is, it's probably going to be a Warren article, because from talking, so Mike Ferrari is the guy from Evrox that I've been speaking with. I think it is going to be, it's bridge work. It's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be wicked expensive. I mean, he's a very reasonable guy. But I think it'll probably be something that we end up putting in a Warren article for, like, whatever the grant can't pay for.
Right.
But we're kind of working on what that's going to look
is
like.
Is it matching at some point, or a little bit matching?
Yeah, so the,
well, to acquire that grant
from DOT, it was pretty much just a money grant that they
gave us. Oh, okay.
It was, I think, $68,500.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking what I would do is whatever else needs to go into it, I'd probably just put in
War
a
article.
Yeah, the town makes
Jeff,
that.
We also want to get an estimate on that new road.
And that's something I'm going to talk to him, and I'm also going to talk to Tom about it.
Right.
Because we did get an estimate back from Stantec, but I just want to check with the second source.
Right, we got Jeff is working on that grant, and he's waiting for these numbers now so we can plug it
but
in.
But I want to get a second opinion, because like I talked to you about on the phone, I just thought Stantec's number was just a little bit high.
I think Tom will give you a more accurate number.
That's kind of what
I know he did for mine.
Yeah. So I figure, and I'm going to see him on Wednesday anyway, so I'll talk to him about it.
All right, so we're going to get both of the items covered on Wednesday. Good.
Yep.
All right.
Is there any opportunity to look at New Boston Road Bridge or no?
So when Mike came into town the first time, the guy from Evrox, we actually did look at New Boston Road.
Okay.
And he said, because we had looked at the other two before, and he said, he pretty much said, I wouldn't even, there's a couple things that could be done, but he pretty much said, like, it's pretty good as it is.
Really?
You know, he said there's definitely things that can be fixed, but after looking at the other two bridges, it's like,
that one's the lesser of the evils.
They definitely take precedence over, the bridge. And it's not even necessarily, like, the one on Old Deerfield is actually in decent shape. And I think the way that's going to be like more of a historical type
rebuild
because of the bridge that it is. But the one on Bean Island, it's in pretty bad shape. Mm. It doesn't get a lot of traffic, but it is in pretty bad shape. So I think just from talking to Mike, originally I had thought Old Deerfield would probably be the first bridge that we do. But I think kind of after talking to Mike, and we'll kind of see what he thinks when he comes back.
Well, there is other access. We don't have to go over
well, you don't,
the one on Old Deerfield.
Exactly.
Road. And that has a weight limit always posted on it anyways, right?
Well, they both do. Bean Island and Old Deerfield both have a 5-ton weight limit.
Okay.
But I, just looking at the state of the bridge on Bean Island, I think it'd be a good idea to maybe do that one first.
Okay. Any board members have anything for
Jeff? Jeff, Brian was saying that could be a company coming in next to the recycling center with trucks.
Yep.
That rotary, thinking of what, the shoulder gets knocked out all the time.
Yeah.
And this other company, they have some long trailers. So if nothing overnight, just keep in mind what we might be able to do to that.
I think, and I got to talk to Brian from Stantec, but I'm thinking, and I don't know what he's planning on, what he's going to put in his letter, but I'm thinking maybe that would be like an offsite improvement or something to try and get some more pavement there on that corner just because of...
That's a tight radius.
Trucks. Yes. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I don't know how many trucks are going to, more trucks or whatever will come in. And
I don't think his are a big truck. So
I don't, because I actually spoke with him.
No.
I actually spoke with him, and he said he's actually trying to get out of doing big trucks.
Right. It's more one-ton pickup. Yeah. That's type of diesel.
I don't think it's a huge issue, but it may be something we look in for an offsite.
Waste management with their trucks coming in there, and anybody coming in,
if it's something that we don't do with the development, I think it's something that probably needs to be done. Because they do
impact fees.
Tear up that
I know, but he may not be the one that's
impact.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. No, I just, you're aware of it. I just mentioned it. I didn't know, but if that's small trucks, it's not going to, but this other company that's up there now has those big long trailers that are.
Oh, you're talking about National?
Yeah.
Well,
whatever.
They're on the other side of the.
They don't go around the circle.
Yeah, they don't go around the circle.
No, no, I'm talking about as you
the
come
one on
in,
the hill?
First one to, up on the hill, that just redid the did everything. And,
that's
you know,
National Machinery.
Machinery, and they move heavy machinery.
Yeah, they don't really go around.
No,
no, they don't. But they come down off their driveway and got to make that turn. That's where.
Well, I'm that's something about. That I've been looking at trying to get some more pavement, anyways.
All right, no, all right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else? Thank you.
Anybody from the audience?
Yeah. Yeah, for God's sake. Police, we don't have it, so all we got is a report.
Well, I think just with the police turning around, we getting another police officer, I think that's a nice plus for us at the time. This is pretty much self-explanatory. You know, and we got that, I think we talked about, we've got that sign post the speed limit that moves around town.
Yep.
So, and they've got their body cams. I think we've moved in a positive direction.
Do they have car cams coming or?
The what?
Car cameras.
Yeah.
That
was part
of the,
a grant or
was
that
a grant?
It's part of a grant. I don't know if they've arrived yet or not. Have they? No.
So. No. Don't we have matching funds for that also?
There's matching funds for that one.
Yeah.
But would that be a capital improvement? If that goes through, is that something if the police didn't have? Or did he say he had money for that?
I think he had money. He has a donation fund.
Yeah, I think he did.
So that's pretty good, man. Pretty healthy.
24 grand or something sounds good,
you
know? Okay. Fire department.
Now, I have the chief's report here, but it's going to be an error because it only shows the ambulance service responded to 4 incidences throughout the month, and they normally do about 2.5 a day.
Yeah. I was going to say 44.
This is not right.
Well,
so why don't we defer this report until the next time when we get more accurate information.
Okay. How about building?
Let's see. Bob is not here this evening. I seem to be behind on papers here. There's an awful lot of papers to flip through.
It's right here.
All right, so the month of January, looks like the revenue was at $29.89. It was 29 total inspections done and 23 permits. And he's having a hard time finding the information on the violations. He's not, like, the violation folder in the cabinet is empty.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can go back to last May or June for what Kevin would have given us for a report of the existing violations, addresses and things like that, so he can reference those.
Yep.
And that's it.
Okay. He did the code enforcement.
Right. Looks like progress on all fronts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so we did find some. Actually, those are... Yeah, so 48 Old Deerfield Road, the house was sold at auction.
I wondered it because it doesn't say his name anymore.
No.
It's top-notch property. So.
Yeah, it was sold at auction, and they're cleaning everything up.
So. Nice.
Good. We have a mess to clean up.
Are you only kidding? I told you the last time I went by there, it looked like an auction. The yard was so full. Okay.
Okay.
Solid waste.
Well, the debris and trash, there's 92 tons in January of 23 compared to 75.8 tons last January. So, you know, that's probably comes over from some of it from the Christmas market and what have you, people coming in. The recyclables, there's 28 tons of recyclables this year compared to 15 tons last year. I don't know if I brought this up last time, but I'm trying to figure out how we can get people drinking beer out of glass bottles and go to aluminum cans. Just everybody out there.
You did bring that up.
If we get just 10% aluminum cans, we get money on. Glass, we just have to pay for shipping all the time. So
push it, right?
Just a little. If I keep it in front of people, somebody might turn around and say, hey, wait a minute.
When you're at the recycling center, keep mentioning it.
Yeah.
You know who's dumping the beer cans, so.
Maybe you can
Bottles.
I mean the bottles.
A banner that explains the difference, possibly? I don't know.
Well,
that's an idea.
There is, you know, the Recycling and Energy Committee is thinking of how can... We're not going to change everybody, but if we get somebody, it's just like roadside pickup. If we keep people from thinking about throwing it on the side of the road, that's, you know, that's an added plus.
Yeah, and that this could is be what we wind up having all kinds of bottles thrown on the side of the road.
Oh, no, we'll still take the bottle, you know. So, doggone it, we have no revenue in January. There's 44,000 pounds of cardboard that went out, but no check yet received. But that's way things...
That was the only thing that went out in January, was the cardboard?
It would have went out in January,
That's what I'm saying, it's the only thing that went out for recycle.
Yes.
Amazon should take their boxes back. You should be able to sell Amazon their boxes back.
Where do you want to store them to?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a nice pickup.
All right. Anything under the budget?
Oh, for budget, the only thing that I discussed was this Candy Municipal Budget Committee tax impact worksheet.
Yeah.
It's not up to date. They use 2022's
assessment,
and you know, and when you start talking about this is 2023, we won't have the budget set until.
They have to.
But you won't have an assessment.
We have to use the 2022 MS1 number. We don't have 2023.
But what I'm saying is, but this is for a 2023 budget, which is
you know, it is still erroneous. I mean, it's a guess is what it amounts
but
to. They stated
at least
here.
It at least gives you numbers that you can look at and have something to work with, where instead of nothing.
The right. only thing that I'd recommend is instead of using a $300,000 house, just make it per thousand. What is it per thousand?
Yeah, I looked at that.
I think that's a little, somebody might say, well, it's only going to be this. And if you have a $500,000 house, which isn't difficult to do in Canada.
I think the reason I'm bringing it up, there's both ways of looking at it.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is it's
is
it's
that
a guess.
Done deal
it's
or can,
a guess.
Will they,
that's,
are
that's,
they open to
going,
change it?
No, it's going
it's
into
print.
Oh, it's in print.
I agree with you, so I looked at that.
Per
said,
thousand.
It should be the cost per thousand.
Right.
But what I'm saying is it's the best guess with information they have
today.
That's
the same we deal with every year.
Well, no, I know that, but...
The only thing you can do is average out 5 years of revenue and hope that we're close to that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I'm not. I got my point.
Yeah.
It's just
excuse me.
Next year will be
that's
in the folder.
All
right. In there. So
anything other in other with department reports. Okay. What do we have for grants and donations?
Ooh.
Fire department.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you like to do the grants and donations?
Sure. Okay. We have a $300 donation from the Raymond Lions Club, designated for the welfare department. The 603 4x4 Club gave us $420 for the police department. Marilyn Yule gave us $25 towards the fire department. The Raymond Lion Club again gave us $300, again to the welfare donation. And Betty Sabian gave $100 towards the welfare donation. So there's $1,145 in donations that I move we accept.
I'll second that.
Any questions or further discussions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
And now we have about a half dozen donations from the Candy Volunteer Firefighters Association. Broslow Pediatric Kit donated $2,036.76, either in kind or cash.
Okay, just clarify.
This is resident
donations, and this is what the fire department purchased with those donations.
I see. So what do you want me to do? Just
you can just read off the...
These are all from the Fire Association. Candy Fire.
They donated to the Fire Association.
And then there's equipment for a new engine for $1,191.69. Battery-operated hand tools for $8,141.62. An ice rescue boat for $4,000. Two multi-ray gas meters. I don't know what they are, but $6,724.43. Nitrous oxide for the ambulance for $3,000, and two thermal imaging cameras for $12,196, totaling $37,290.50.
Nice.
Move we approve those accept. An allocation of money?
Yeah. Accept them.
Accept the donations, it's been donated by the residents.
I'll second that for $37,290.50.
Right. Any questions or discussion? Anyone all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
And the last one is a highway department block grant from the state of New Hampshire in the amount of $22,910.20. I move we accept that.
I'll second.
Okay.
Well, one of us. Either one of us. Doesn't matter.
Pick a name.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
Now, those highway department block grants are credited to the highway department or to the general revenue account? Does anybody know?
I believe they just go to the general, his account.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask, like, what happens with those. It probably just backfills what I spend?
Correct.
What you overspend, right.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't see that before.
I think that's how we've always had
specific uses.
Right. It does have, on the, yeah. well, it's for highway.
Yeah, exactly. So,
right.
Yeah.
But
But it's still at his discretion where he puts it. Good. All right, we already did the offices because they had to go. One had to work. Snow Slick is request for a snowmobile raffle. I believe we've done this before.
That would be me.
That would be you.
I was wondering.
Okay.
Uh-oh, what did we do wrong?
So, I'm Mark Pepper. I live in Candia.
Yep.
I represent the Snow Slickers tonight. And we're also based in Candia on Tower Hill. And we want to raffle off a snowmobile in 2023-2024. Early 24. I was told to come and ask for permission to have the raffle, I guess. I don't...
No, so, yeah, some people do. As Brian and I discussed it. Brian, it's an interesting thing.
I remember doing it, but it might have been years ago when we first did it. But I don't think it's a
Is that a state
deal.
Law that you have to get to sort?
No, Sometimes applications have applications.
We don't have an application. To any charitable organization desiring to conduct a raffle under the provisions of this chapter shall first obtain permission thereof from the selectman.
Okay.
There it is.
All right.
So now, I don't know if this is from New Hampshire or Hawaii.
Well, you just want permission.
With a snowmobile, not Hawaii.
But I know in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And it's been years since they've raffled a snowmobile there.
Okay.
I don't think they came in front of the...
I do remember.
I've seen you
one
once
time.
Before, but I thought it was it
that
more
was for
the trails?
That was for the trail.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was more
the trail.
Last
year was
the
trail permission.
That's
I came
what it
up
was,
to,
yeah.
See you.
Yeah.
So why don't we just
so just make a motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I move we grant the Snow Slickers permission to have a raffle for
yeah, whatever it ends up being.
Sometime in 2023 or 4.
Right.
And I'll
so
second
yeah.
that.
So I guess it'll just be in the minutes of the meeting.
Yes. Yep. I get a second?
Yeah, I seconded it.
No, I don't need a call.
All in favor?
Russ?
I second it. Linda?
Okay.
Boyd, Brian?
Pat.
Okay.
You well, thank you for your time.
Well, thanks for coming down.
We're having a winter fest. Mud fest.
Mud fest, yes.
This Saturday, the 18th, at the clubhouse. It's a turkey dinner, no cost. Come on down, see us, see
oh,
the
wow.
clubhouse.
Oh,
I'm a neighbor. I'll walk through the woods.
Yeah. Come on over. We're there. Starts at around 4. Turkey dinner.
What's
all the fixings.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay. It's free.
Nice.
It's free.
Thank you for your
but
time.
But you do accept donations, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Cubs have one meeting a year.
That's Friday, Saturday, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, we did the
no
mileage.
Free turkey field.
Huh?
We haven't done that yet.
No, the mileage update.
Yeah, that's increased 65 cents. Yeah,
yep.
It's 65.5 cents.
Motion to increase it 3 cents to 65.5 cents per mile.
I'll second that.
Either one, Patrick or Boyd.
Either one.
Any question or discussion? See none? All in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. Good.
Do we have an Eagle Scout?
I thought we did.
Yeah.
We did.
Bob Hartel is not here tonight, so I'm wondering if something happened. I believe the land that they're trying to do it on is not town land. I think it's a state piece of property.
Oh.
I mentioned
or a private
that.
Property. Yeah.
I mentioned that
yeah.
to them.
Yeah. But he still said he was going to come, so
can you tell us
something
what he's
going to
do? Or
they're going to replace the sign. That sign coming
Welcome
in and out of
Candia.
Candia.
Oh, okay.
Sign.
Yeah, right next to Tarita.
Well, there was something in the book about an Eagle Scout project, wasn't there? That
he hasn't given me any paper, any write-up or anything yet.
Okay.
He was going to bring the Eagle Scout tonight, but imagine something must have
so
happened.
So we can just defer it to.
So yeah, hopefully next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Calendar. Town offices will be closed Monday, February 20th, President's Day. Next select board meeting is going to be February 27, 2023. While we got that, Sue, did you want to bring up about?
I had a couple of things I wanted to bring up. First of all, a resident had asked if we can post, and Patrick, you might be able to answer this, or Linda, if we can post the meetings on YouTube. If he doesn't want, I told him he had to come with a sealed zip drive, you know, so it doesn't infect our computer system. It has to be a new zip drive. because you can only take it off that computer, and he wants to know if it can be put, if they can be put on YouTube.
We've been working with different things to figure out the best way to get things more public.
Do the video
yeah.
versus just the audio.
So it's something that Linda and I have been working on.
So I'll tell them it's in process.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's not, so I wouldn't leave that up to a resident to do.
He doesn't want to do it. He wants to act.
Okay.
He just asked if the board.
All right, because you had mentioned the new zip drive for it or something. So it sounded like he was asking if he could come in and do it himself.
Oh, no, no. They're allowed to come in with the new zip drive and get it off that computer, the whole video.
Okay.
But it has to be a new zip drive so it doesn't infect our computer systems. But he doesn't have to do it. I mean, Linda or somebody would have to help him.
How do you know if it's a new...
If it's in a package.
Oh, unopened?
Yeah. So right. We're working on getting him.
Okay,
so
that'll be good. I think that'll be good for him.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is, I don't know if you guys have any opposition of meeting times. When we did it at 6:30 when we started, we got out... So nice and early.
I second that.
Well, no, it was you.
All in favor?
We're concerned about it. And my thought was maybe at least during daylight savings time. Because, and even in the fall, when that changes, it gets dark early. In the summer, I don't know if I'd want to, because I'm usually in the garden and stuff, and probably you are too. I don't know if I'd want to keep it at 6:30, but we could. Well, you could.
One meeting a month.
But I just thought, do you want to try it for a while?
Make a motion.
You have my attention.
Okay, I'll make a motion to change it to 6:30, effective...
27th. On the 27th.
Yeah, the 27th, okay. Yeah, because daylight savings time, it isn't till March 12th, but even if we kept it...
You can decide at a further date.
And they'll put that on the website and everything.
That's a second. Can second?
Oh, somebody second it.
All right. Any further discussion on it? Seeing none. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Good job, sir.
6:30.
Good idea.
Time. All right. Public input. Do we have any public input?
Yeah, I have a question.
Name?
Kevin Coughlin, Langford Road. You mentioned grants. Is that only grants we've received the check for? Okay. Because we did get $25,000 for the planning board.
Yes.
Which is
What?
We'll accept. Yeah, once we receive it, we accept them. So yeah, but we did. Yeah, the planning board did get that grant. The Housing Authority.
Did they raise the budget?
It's specifically for
this, yeah.
The purpose.
What's it for?
It's not just
what's the purpose?
Like of it.
The
workforce housing, right?
The Southern New Hampshire Planning Board is that's who's.
They did the other grant paperwork. The Southern the Planning Commission did all the grant.
So effectively, it's going to augment the master plan, and no one internally has the knowledge and capability to do it.
Yeah,
right.
So they helped us get a grant, so we can pay them to do it with that money.
It's broke down into, I don't know, like 6 or 7 different areas with a specific cost. Each one of there is totaling up to the
$25,000. That's
great. So it was pretty, we had a gentleman come in and explain the whole process of the grant, and we had another gentleman from Southern Hampshire Planning that actually wrote the grant, and we got it. So it's a good thing.
And I think did the budget committee vote? Rudy made a motion to raise it by $8,000.
Yes, it was accepted.
They're unanimous. It was a
unanimous.
Yeah, whoever was there.
Well, the
for who was there?
7-0-0
was what
it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was it? 5-0?
That's in the budget.
No, it was 7-0-0. After the deliberative session, they unanimously voted.
But there was only like 5 there, I think, wasn't
there? I think it was 7.
Oh, was it 7?
It was Russ.
Do we need to appropriate that money back to the planning board's budget?
No.
Does it need to?
No, we do not. That's what I made clear.
Are you talking about that? Or no.
Okay.
That's how it was.
So the budget went up $8,000.
$8,500.
Yes.
Right.
$8,499.
That's just the total budget. Do we need to be specific of what line that goes to?
No.
The $25,000?
No, he just raised it.
No.
Oh, the $8,500. Well, it's the master plan, whatever.
No, we don't have to do that. Let me correct you.
We are in charge of the bottom line.
It's bottom line.
So we can move anything around.
Okay.
Right.
But that was the discussion to put it back into that line.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that it goes backward.
You're correct.
That was the intent of that.
Right.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it goes back where it belongs.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Pat.
Rudy fought hard for that and did a good job on it. So.
I agree.
So I would like to address the board.
Name?
Brenda Coughlin, 96 Langford Road. I'm submitting a letter to you guys, and I'm going to read it just to keep things as short as possible. Each of you are aware of my recent request to privately meet with the full board or with two select board members.
Could you speak up a little bit so I can hear you?
Really?
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Each of you are aware of my recent request to privately meet with the full board or with two select board members, but were both declined, stating RSA regulations. My intention was to speak privately, avoiding potential public embarrassment to any particular board member. Since you have chosen to deny me that opportunity, the only option I now have is to discuss these issues publicly. I am submitting this letter to you and request that it be included as part of today's official record. To be clear, I am here representing my own opinions. I am not here on behalf of the Candia Municipal Budget Committee. 1 year ago, I was elected to the Budget Committee. Throughout this year, I have heard unqualified ridicule towards the Budget Committee and or individuals on the committee. Throughout my 45 professional years, I participated on numerous committees, many which co-functioned with other groups. Never have I experienced the provocative contempt from a group of people expected to be pulling on the same rope. Chairman Brock, you have made known publicly and privately your animosity towards this budget committee. You continue, regardless how the voters have responded to your past efforts to rescind the committee. During the Board of Selectmen meeting held on January 25th of 23, you once again brought your recommendation of a warrant to rescind the Budget Committee. Though your recommendation was defeated 3-2, it was appalling to hear it was influenced by how it would look to the voters as petty, vindictive, and sour grapes after a difficult and trying budget season for all of us. I have found working with the members of the Budget Committee to be respectful towards each other, especially during tough discussions, objectively listening to concerns placed on the table, carefully considering the requests brought from the department heads to us, and always trying to prioritize spending through the lens of the taxpayers. Isn't that the role and responsibility of any board or committee member to serve those who elected you to represent their interests without personal gain, empowerment, or self-interest? Selectman Dan, it is known you replaced Selectman Young after she served 7 years as Select Board Rep to the Budget Committee. Your participation has been difficult. If someone disagreed with your opinion or your budget request, I have been a witness and recipient to your harsh response. You appeared agitated, red-faced, declaring the person had wrong thinking or how offended you were by the thought that was shared. Often Andrea Hansen attended the meetings for follow-up questions and clarification rather than answering them yourself as a Select Board Rep. During the January 25 Select Board meeting, you stated your personal disapproval, including that you do not like the Budget Committee. Questioning the no thought and logic of the committee and voted in favor of Selectman Brock's suggestion to rescind the Budget Committee. Selectman Dan, considering your most recent public opinion of the Budget Committee, I am asking you to step down as Select Board Rep, understanding your behavior does not foster a cohesive working relationship. Selectman Moran, you too shared your contempt for the committee during that meeting on January 25th, including repeated comments such as fiscally irresponsible, You suggested decreasing the number of volunteers making up the committee, and at first voted in favor of rescinding the budget committee. However, changed your vote after Selectmen Chivers and Young warned how the vote would appear to the town. During the troublesome meeting, during this troublesome meeting, Andrea Hansen suggested to make the budget committee an advisory committee, essentially disregarding the voters' directive. This could be considered an overreaching power attempt. Chairman Brock, along with your public animosity towards the budget committee, you are the chairman of the most influential board in Candia. With that role comes a responsibility of leadership and accountability for your conduct. As chairman, this position holds the appointee to an expected level of professionalism, to be above reproach, while abstaining from rude conduct and verbal strikes upon the character of other members serving Candia. You recently ridiculed people who post on the community Facebook page. Your mockery can be heard on the audio recording at the most recent planning board meeting, February 1st. You also stated on January 25th, select board audio, labeling some members of the budget committee as clueless to Selectman Moran. There is a pattern of condescension frequently heard. You also violated confidentiality by naming a family in town who is delinquent in taxes. Chairman Brock, as a voting resident of this town, I'm asking you to step down as chairman and ask the board to consider appointing new leadership. I am including a copy of Nottingham's Board of Selectmen Code of Conduct Policy for the board's thoughtful consideration. It is comprehensive and it defines guidelines that could be adopted into all town committees and boards to promote unified relationships. I further propose you reevaluate the effectiveness of select board representation on all committees and boards. The fundamental purpose of this role is the exchange of information with current discussions and to represent the Board of Selectmen's position. I often hear very limited updates from your representatives, specifically the Budget Committee and the Planning Board. I have been personally told not all Board of Selectmen had knowledge of any developing controversy with 23 Main Street. And now the taxpayers are burdened with resulting legal fees by the unprecedented waiver approvals. It is in my opinion, this system is ineffective and offer you an idea to request committee chairpersons to submit to you a written monthly activity update. Chairman Brock, during the November midterm elections, in our discussion between you and me regarding the 23 Main Street issue, you told me you represent yourself when voting on the planning board because other select board members don't have the understanding of ongoing discussions since they don't attend meetings. Your explanation defies the fundamental purpose for this representation. At the very least, voting rights should be stopped. Selectman Dan's representative vote at the January 11th Budget Committee was against the final proposed town operating budget. He indeed represented the Board of Selectmen. However, this vote does represent support of the default budget. I urge you to reconsider this role and the voting rights. And lastly, I am asking each of you to please make any necessary corrections or updates on your property assessments. I am not pointing a finger at any one person. It is a simple request to be sure your assessments are accurate and true, and that you are unquestionable for paying your share of the town tax burden. I will be requesting copies of your property assessments on or before March 15th to simply dismiss some talk in the town. Thank you for your time tonight. And I am going to submit a copy of my letter to Andrea to make each of you a copy along with the Nottingham Selectman Code of Conduct that I would ask you to please consider.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ready?
Boy, do you want to do your,
sure.
Do
okay.
Your thing?
Payroll for the week ending January 26th was $24,110.90. The following week was $24,123.13. On February 9th, it was $23,258.21. Payables for January 26th were $142,169.15, which included $57,132.50 for the Primex annual premium. The following week, February 2nd, payables were $673,295.88, which included $600,000 for the Candia School District. And on February 9th, payables were $45,516.15 for a grand total for the 3 weeks, payables and receivable and payables and payroll, $932,473.41.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else anybody has?
No. Move to adjourn?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none? All in favor?
Rush.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.